to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
A fine artist, you know, my whole life, I was painting wall murals. And it's the painting wall murals and the faux finishes that led me to working for a builder, which then led me to really finding my true passion, which, I mean, I love sewing and I love creating patterns and things like that for clothing, but I love the design process and the building process. I love the nuts and bolts of everything that has to do with constructing a building. And so
a question before you proceed, then, are you one of those that when it's finished, it's almost anticlimactic? Or are you one that finishes, like me, when I'm finished, that's my excitement. I'm like, oh, look how beautiful it is.
I mean, when you seeing my vision brought to life and standing back and looking at it and going, wow, I created this.
And all from a thought.
Yeah. That's the moment that and usually I do allow myself that time, you know, with where there's no furniture, there's no more staging. I'm looking around and just that moment to take it all in and just kind of go, wow, I created this. Like I made it happen. And you know what? It's not easy, but nothing worth doing is ever easy, right?
Nope. Absolutely.
It's not. The path is not always straight, people. But what's important is that you keep going.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. I wasn't expecting that point, but I'm glad you said it because it is so true. And you can build on that. There's risk involved.
Yeah.
There is nothing of value in this world that doesn't come with risk. There's nothing of value that comes in this world without massive effort. And I love your point about it's not a straight line.
No.
No way.
No.
It is, you make a left turn, you fail. You make a right turn, you fail. Go back left, you get a little further down the road.
Right.
And just keep moving forward. Never give up.
That is right.
That is awesome. So everybody, if you're in a safe place, go to julieireland.com. That's Julie with two E's, J-U-L-E-E, Ireland.com. You're going to be blown away by some of these interiors and some of the ideas that she came up with that just go on a video as you open the website. We got to go to break. We'll come back after the break and talk a little more with Julie. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Hi, I'm Steve Davis of Total Wealth Academy. Many people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $50,000 or more in investable assets, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free 90-minute sample class live or online. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free sample class button. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm on the air with my special guest, Julie Ireland. You can find her at julieireland.com and see some of her work. The Julie is spelled J-U-L-E-E, two E's, julieireland.com. It's just phenomenal. And during the break, I asked her how long she'd been on her own, and it was really kind of 2008. So did the collapse push you into going on your own? Or is that a coincidence?
It did. As a matter of fact, I was working for D.R. Horton at the time, and they closed our entire division down.
Wow.
So they sold, a lot of their land off and closed the whole division down. And I was a single mom at the time with a young daughter. And I think she was like five at the time, yeah. And
oh my God.
Yeah, and I was like,
they are high maintenance at five.
Yeah. And you know, I was kind of like, well, what am I going to do now? Like, I'm not going to go to work for another builder. They're not hiring right now.
Right.
And so I was at a crossroad, and I kind of reinvented myself. And I said, well, look, I have this strong background. I was around business. My stepfather owned a car dealership. So I kind of had that kind of business sense and business mind. And I was like, there's no one better to work for than myself at this point. And so I just took my skills on the road. I was painting wall murals and faux finishes, and started buying, you know, properties and flipping, and that's how it started.
Well, what price range was your very first flip?
I'm trying to think.
ARV.
Yeah.
After repaired value.
I think it was around $550.
Wow, that's a nice.
Yeah,
nice.
But back then, of course, now the property values have gone up like so much. But what I did was I took my 401k and I cashed it out.
Oh my God,
and
that's ballsy.
That was my seed money.
That is ballsy.
You know, I thought about it, and at that time I thought, okay, I was in my 30s, and I was like, what am I going to do? Am I going to let it just sit there and do nothing? Mm-hmm. I was young enough. I'm like, what? I can make something from this. I could double, triple, quadruple it. So and against everyone else's advice, I mean, I'm telling you, everyone around me was freaking out. You're going to do what? No, no, no. And I was like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And that's what I did. And the rest is history. So I think the biggest lesson for me there was kind of like what we were talking about earlier, is that you have to take a risk in life.
Yep.
You have to believe, if you believe in yourself, my late husband would always say, Do you know, if times got rough with something or a project or whatever, he would be like, well, do you believe that you're going to sell that, or that you're going to, you know, it's going to be okay? And my answer was always, well, of course. And he'd go, well, carry on then. Right?
Why worry about it?
And you know what? It's right. Like, he was right. Like, you have to be willing to invest in yourself, take a risk, put it out there, dream big, and just go for it. You know, if you put your intention out there.
Yeah, I am loving all of this. Your first was 500,000. What? Just out of curiosity, what do you think that house is worth now?
Oh, I do know what that house right now is worth, about 1.3.
Man.
1.3.
Phenomenal. And this was in the Heights area?
No, actually, this was in Los Angeles, in
That's
Thousand
in Los
Oaks.
Angeles.
So I live in LA.
I didn't
LA.
Know they had houses only 500 grand.
Well, that was back in 2008.
2008, okay.
Yeah. So that was in the Thousand Oaks area. You probably have heard Westlake, Thousand Oaks.
I have.
Yeah. So that was my first, my budget was like 60,000.
Was your rehab?
Yeah.
And then
I ended up making around 100 grand on that
wow.
very first flip.
That's a good experience.
It was, yeah. But you know, I applied all the same skills that, you know, I'd learned working for D.R. Horton, all the design skills and understanding budgets and plans and things like this, and finishes and design, like, you know, the details are what matter, and it's how you finish things. Like, you can use an inexpensive, you know, 12-cent subway tile and create a pattern on a wall and make it look like $1 million, right?
Yep.
So I applied a lot of those concepts to that house, using inexpensive materials, but just understanding the materials, how they fit together, how to finish them to give it that high-end luxury look for
less. I know Curtis brags about, he's putting in 78-cent a square foot tile that looks like $75 a foot tile.
Yeah.
Just amazing. By the way, if anybody has a question for Julie or myself, give us a call at 281-558-5738. And don't worry, it doesn't have to be exactly what we're talking about. Maybe you're a single mom and you need a few words of encouragement. Maybe you are a flipper and you've got a question about what she just described, how to use inexpensive materials and make them look great, which I think HomeRenovationSchool.com is going to solve that problem.
Yeah.
But give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. So in 2008, were you married? That was when you were the single mom.
I was single. Okay. Yeah.
And then you got married later. How many years were you completely on your own as a single mom?
Oh, gosh. Let me think. I would say a good 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, good 5 years.
So you are a true entrepreneur, independent, raising a kid. What fears did you come up with that you had to overcome?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of fearless in the pursuit of my dreams, for sure. I think, you know, having my child, you know, like I looked at her, there were certain things, you know, I wanted to keep her in private school and things like that. So the choice was go out and work, figure it out, solve the problems and make it happen, Captain. or the alternate, like, struggle. You know, I much prefer to not, I mean, there's always a struggle.
Right.
You're always going to run into issues no matter what. Life is not perfect. But I just choose the path of, you know, success. Like, that's just my vision. That's just what I choose and what I chose for myself. And that's what kept me working and kept me figuring it out and, you know, hitting the pavement.
It's interesting because some people, the vast majority of people, don't even try. I've got a video where a guy, it took him 25 years to save up $130,000, right? He's scared to death of losing it because he thinks it'll take 25 years to come up with another $130,000. Well, he used this phrase. He said, I'd rather lose the money trying than just lose it not trying. And I was like, man, that's pretty darn profound. He turned that over a 10-year period, he turned that $100,000 into $1.7 million and about $120,000 a year cash flow. But it was the attitude, I'm going to try. I'm going to get out there and at least try. And then people think, well, that causes a problem. You've got problems no matter where you're at. I don't care if I hand you $1 million, you pay all your bills. Okay, that problem's solved. But there's going to be a myriad of other problems come up. The way Tony Robbins puts it is the only people that don't have problems are in the graveyard. And he said, I have just as many problems now with millions of dollars as I did when I was broke. The only difference, I ride in a limousine to my problems now.
Yep.
Which is that's not a bad way to go to your problems. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. If you want to email me a question for Julie, just email asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, or call 281-558-5738. You have any, I should have given you time to come up with this. You got a horror story for me?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You know, I can tell you, even though I am teaching you in my course, like how to hire your subcontractors and your contractors.
Why did I know it was going to involve a contractor?
Oh yeah. You know, I've had to fire a few, you know what? And, I think it's, you know, my management style is not, I wouldn't call myself a micromanager at all, but I will say that I think it's important that you do keep your eye on what's going on and that you're paying attention. So, yeah, I mean, I, you know what I learned the hard way here in Houston, you don't have to have a contractor's license to call yourself a contractor.
Correct.
Okay. In California, I mean, anywhere else, like Seattle, where I was born and raised, they'll throw you in jail.
Yeah, you gotta have a license.
So I learned that the hard way on my very first project here. I was referred to someone. Oh yeah, this guy's a contractor, and you know, hired him and found out very quickly he couldn't even hold a tape measure. Like, no, he wasn't a contractor. Yes, he had flipped a couple of houses, but he really didn't know much about construction at all. And I found that out because he failed the inspection for the stairs like twice. And I was like, you have a set of plans to follow. Like, how do you build it? Like, I'm taking my tape measure going, you know, like what's happening here? So, yeah, I mean, I've run into issues. I had a paint contractor like take off with some funds, you know, and not come back. But you know what? You just, That's why you build in a contingency.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what the project is. There's going to be something. You're going to open up a wall and you're going to find some mold, or you're going to need to replace something that maybe you didn't budget for. So you add in your contingency, folks. Just put the contingency in there. That'll cover you when you run into those things. And I think it's important to not to focus on them. Just solve the problem. Stop. Solve the problem. Take a deep breath and keep moving forward.
Excellent. All right. We got to go to break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Julie Ireland. If you got a question for either of us, we're coming up on the second half of the show, so call right now. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Thanks for listening. Money safe from a down market? Hi, I'm Steve Davis of Total Wealth Academy. Were you told it's normal to sometimes lose money in a down market? That's not true. Our clients make money in both the up and down market while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $50,000 or more of investable assets, you should consider passive real estate investing to protect and grow your money. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free sample class to learn more. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Julie Ireland. And she's got a compelling story because here she is. She gets fired, or what did they call it? Shutting down the...
Yeah, they laid everyone off, basically.
Laid everybody off. And she decides, I'm going to become a flipper and not go back to work for somebody else. And she's a single mom. So it's a very inspiring story. One of the things my listeners are going to ask, I'm surprised I don't have an email about it, they're going to want to know what you read. So why don't you share your three favorite books?
I don't have three favorite books because I don't read.
You don't?
No, I mean, I know.
Well, you call yourself self-taught, so it was just through trial and error?
It was just, yeah. You know, I am just, I love to ask questions, and I think I'm observant. And I learned really by just asking and sticking my nose in everything,
you nice.
Know, like to tile, you know, being there for all of my layouts and laying out the tile designs with the, you know, tile installer and asking questions. And also, you know, I love to craft and do things with my own hands. So I know light power tools and things like that. So just doing, just using my hands, asking the questions, learning, reading. The type of reading I do is a lot of research. So just, okay. You know, on the computer, if I want to learn something or whatever, I'll watch a video. I'll Google it like everyone does. But I don't necessarily sit down. As a matter of fact, my late husband would tease me all the time because I do have a stack of probably 10 books on my bedside table, but I get very sleepy when I read, you know, and so they're all like kind of unfinished or they're partially, you know, it ranges from like spirituality type of books to it's not necessarily design building type stuff,
right.
Or business. I have some, I feel like I do have some business books, but I'm so busy living my life and getting things done that the time that I do have after work is I try to focus on, you know, my family, spending time with them, giving myself a little girl time.
Balance.
Yeah. 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 So,
that's really interesting. I've heard of people like you where they figured out trial and error, but for me, I had a mentor that pulled me aside and handed me Ben Franklin's autobiography. And he goes, you know, it took him 84 years to write this book. You can get that 84 years experience in 1 week. And that was what made me become a reader, because I was like, why spend 84 years? Man, I'm going to learn all this material right now. So I'm a huge reader, but I have always heard of people who are trial and error and they learn it too. So there's more than one way to skin the cat when it comes to learning. One is to throw yourself right in the middle of it, which is what you did. And that is just really interesting. But you really did it smart. You knew what you were good at.
Yep.
You'd been with the builders, you'd been designing. Why not do the same thing, only this time for yourself?
Right.
I love it.
I mean, that was put in my life to teach me, right? So they were my teacher.
Yeah.
And then now I then took those lessons and then built upon that. And now I'm taking that and I'm now the teacher. So I'm teaching now what I know, what I've learned.
That's funny because home renovation school is what I'm talking about. It's really, now it's videos. But for me, when I ask about reading books, I'm referring to listening to a book, watching a video. I don't care how you get the material. But homerenovationschool.com, which comes out Black Friday, not this Friday, but the following Friday.
Yep.
That's, I guess we should tell them about the potential to get a free membership to that by going to homerenovationschool.com/giveaway on Black Friday. Not today. That website is not up yet. But if you'd like to get a free subscription, go to homerenovationschool.com/giveaway Friday, Black Friday, and register there.
Yep, I'm going to pick one of your listeners, and I will give them a lifetime membership to the course, which will go evergreen on January 1. So January 1 is where the Home Renovation School will be live, and they can actually watch the videos. There's 10 modules. There's two bonus. There's lots and lots of downloads.
Are they about 2 hours each? How long?
No, the videos are actually, some of the modules are quite long. And so those will have like 3 videos.
Okay.
They're no more than like 10 minutes because, first of all, I mean, it's not a marathon here. Like I really try to break it down so that you can take one thing at a time. Just like the building process, like understanding each step, be able to take in the information and watch it a few times if you want at your own pace and then go on to the next one, right?
Sure.
So anybody can do it. I have broken things down so simply that you're going to go, oh my goodness, I'm even teaching you about plumbing. You're going to impress your plumber.
You know who I see this as? Now, it's going to be great for the flippers, but I tell you what, I think this is the greatest idea in the world because I've done it so many times. If you're going to buy a home, go find a piece of crap, a beat up, holes in the wall, missing plumbing. That's the house you want to buy. And then make it your own.
Yes.
And watching homerenovationschool.com, for the average person that will be able to talk effectively with their architect, with their designer, and know what everything is, understand the scope of work, that's going to change people's lives. And just for their personal residence, let alone all the people that are going to watch it and become better flippers and more effective. Their profit's going to go up. They're going to be able to help more families faster. That's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, everyone can have a beautiful home.
Yeah.
And I think everyone should have a beautiful home. And, you know, we spend half our life in our home and entertaining with their family. And you want to love your space. And you also, I teach you how to find your design style, right? And infuse your personality into your space because it's your home. It shouldn't be what your mom, your sister, your brother, your neighbor thinks you should do. It should be what you want to do. And I teach you how to kind of define that and bring that out in your space so that it fits you. So you're happy, you know, maybe you like purple on your walls. Well, that's okay. I'm going to teach you how to tone down the purple and give you the purple. But if you love purple, paint your wall purple. Like you only live once and life is short. Like you never know. So love your life, love your home, love what you do for work. Like love it. It's yours.
And I think you're the type of person, I'm just imagining, I have not seen these videos yet, but I imagine you're going to give them different options too that they probably would have never even thought of in these videos. So someone who says, because I guarantee someone who was listening to you there goes, my problem is I don't even know what I want, but these videos will help with that too.
That's right. That's where defining your design style. So yeah, I help you to understand that. I have a basic quiz that you can take too that will kind of help. It's just a simple 6 questions. And at the end, it's going to lead you to, well, this is your design style. Like, this is kind of what it is. So you even know. Because we all do have a design style. We just don't know it.
Yeah.
But there is a name for it. And I teach you how to, oh, okay, that's kind of where, oh, I get it. Now I know where to kind of go shop. I share like all my secrets, a lot of pro tips, secrets on where I actually shop, where I buy my products for all of my homes.
Very cool.
Yeah, and you don't have to spend a lot of money to achieve a high-end designer look. So I teach you that.
Yeah, I wish I'd. My horror story. I buy $10,000 worth of tile, hire a contractor, go with the least expensive guy, greed made me do it, laziness, took the first guy that came, he installed all $10,000 worth incorrectly.
I had to have
it removed and buy $10,000 more worth of tile and have it installed correctly. So having somebody on your team like you that understands how to take inexpensive tile and make it look expensive, I wish I'd had you on my team when I did that. Because now that it's up, you can't tell it's, you know, $25 a foot tile.
Right.
It's so weird. I'm like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. 281-558-5738. I've got one listener question, but this, let me take a break from our conversation.
Okay.
This is a question from a good friend of mine. I won't mention his name because he gives some details. He says, if I move to Belize, can I still invest in syndications in your organization? Syndications just when we buy an apartment complex or a strip shopping center or a building like this. Absolutely. Absolutely. So the answer is yes. Anytime you're ready, you just let me know. Okay.
Yeah, as long as we can visit you in Belize.
Exactly. It's going to cost you. Every time you invest, we want 2 plane tickets. All right. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEB. Well, I'm going to let you go because I've got some other email questions on other subjects
awesome.
To take care in the final segment.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much. It was so much fun.
Yeah,
good meeting
you. You are a fun person. I really like
you.
Thank you. All right. You can find her at julieireland.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk more after the break.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we are about to head into answering emails. But if you got a question for me and you want to call in, do so right now, please, because we are in the final segment of the show, and we've only got about 10 minutes left. Please, don't wait till the last minute. This happens so often. People call me, there's a minute left, I can't answer the question, then we get cut off. So call now, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay, let's go to the first question, which is, uh, This is about detached or attached garages. You know, there's probably some research somewhere that will tell you one is more popular than the other. But I built houses with attached garage. I bought them with detached garage. I've never noticed any difference in the leasing process with them. And I've never noticed any difference in the sale if it was a flip. So my answer based on my past experience is it doesn't make a huge difference. Maybe on very expensive homes, you know, 500 grand and up, it might make a difference. But in our market, again, for rentals, 150 to 250, I don't think it makes a huge difference. Let me see if there's any more questions. Just a few kind words. I appreciate it. No, that's it. All right. Thanks for the email. Email is open to you. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. This next one is from a Steve. Ooh, this is a long one. Let's see. You know what, Steve? As opposed to me, and there's no question in the first two paragraphs, let me do this, Steve. I'll answer this one after the radio show. No problem sending me long emails. But if you can, keep the question in the first sentence or two. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay, let's go to the next. Now, this is interesting. Paul, getting ready to buy a 36 unit, and the selling agent doesn't want to share the commission. This is actually, and sadly, not uncommon. I would have to ask you if you reached out to the selling agent first, or if your broker reached out to the selling agent first. If you reached out to the selling agent first, that guy's going to say, no, you're just bringing in your broker to get 3%. When you're doing multifamily, true multifamily, which is five units and up, you got to be very cautious. This is a very sophisticated group of people, and there are unwritten rules. But you really should have had your broker reach out to him before you did. Of course, I'm making an assumption here. I'm assuming you reached out to the selling agent first. That gave the selling agent the impression that you were operating on your own. Then you pulled in a broker, and he doesn't want to split the commission. So from now on, always take your broker in first. That should help. Don't know what you can do about this particular deal other than just have your broker write the offer. The selling agent, by law, has to present it to the seller, and the seller just might accept it. Just might accept it. Okay. Hope that helps. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay, this is an Ask Steve question. And I don't know. Please forgive me. Let me just answer the question. What's the best way to transfer a house to your son once you pass away? I heard you put him as a guarantee on the title. What's your opinion? Well, you need to understand that real estate automatically goes to your spouse. If they're not alive, it automatically goes to your children. So you don't have to do anything. But if you truly want to control it, all you need to do is put it in your will. Put it in your will. Get with an attorney, get a well-written will, and you'll have no problems whatsoever. And the wonderful thing is, your son will owe almost no taxes, no matter how much profit you bequeath, I think it's the word, to him. So I hope that helps. But either way, you need an attorney. Do not let yourself pass away without a will. All it's going to do is just consume time and money for him to get that property. It'll eventually end up his, but it'd be way less expensive if you get an attorney right now. Okay, hope that helps. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. All right, let's see what our next question is. This one's on property management from Abdul. Okay. Everybody will understand the question by my answer. The question is basically, what are the how do you pre-qualify a tenant properly? There's really 1, 2, 3, 4, we'll call it 5 things. The first one is the credit report. Now, some people are going to say, okay, what score do you cut them off at? There isn't one. Because I've had people with 400 plus credit scores that literally never paid their rent late. They didn't pay their credit cards on time, but they never paid their rent late. I went ahead and leased to them. The second thing that you do is criminal report. And remember, this is on anybody that moves into your unit 18 years of age or older. 18 years of age or older. So if you got 2 adults and an 18-year-old, it's 3 credit and criminal reports. They pay for them, of course. The next thing is talk to the present landlord. The next one is talk to the previous landlord. Why do you need to talk to 2 landlords? Because the present landlord might lie to you if they've got a really bad tenant. If they've got a really bad tenant and they want to get rid of them, they'll lie to you and say, oh, yeah, they're great. That's why you always talk to the previous landlord as well, at least 2 landlords. The 5th thing is verify income. This could be a phone call to their employer. If they're self-employed, you want to see 6 months. Yes, 6 months. I used to say 3. 6 months of their checking account showing deposits in excess of 3 times the rent. If the rent is $1,500, they need to make $4,500 a month or more. $4,500 a month or more. And there's actually a 6th point. The 6th point is ask the employer, if they're employed, likelihood of continued employment. Now, HR will not always answer that, but most of the time they do. So it's not a requirement, but it does need to be done. Okay. All right. I do want to make people aware that we are going to be closed next week for the members to be aware. We're going to be out of the office Tuesday through Friday of next week for the holiday. If you need anybody, reach out to us by our email addresses. All of us will be checking our email, so we will still take care of you. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening
listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.